This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón.
An ocean's garbled vomit on the shore. Los Angeles, I'm yours.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. After a seven-game roadie and no days off, Dodgers off today. So a full four-hour show, 3 until 7 p.m.
Nothing worse than the workout guy with the no days off t-shirt.
That's right.
Nothing worse.
Day off for the Dodgers today. I guess technically they weren't that far in Colorado. It was an earlier game, so golden day for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
hanging
gold.
Out at home and
Del Oro.
Day off, but not for David Vesse. He will have off-day Dodger talk
off-day
for
Dodger
you
talk.
At 7 p.m.
And obviously, if you could kill the music for a second, Ronnie, very sad baseball news. Vic the Brick just added in the update. We are aware of the death of Tyler Skaggs in Texas. The Angel game has been canceled. A young man who was beloved in town, Santa Monica High, his mother, the softball coach at Santa Monica High. His dad went to Canoga Park High. He was born in Woodland Hills. A lot of people devastated today by this news. We hate this news, too. We do a kind of a goofy, entertaining show for the people in their cars and on the podcast. So we're not trying to be irreverent. This is your Dodger station, and we acknowledge how terrible that story is. And if there's anything, any details, anything that comes out about it while our show is on, all the way till 7 tonight, up until Dave with Dodger Talk, we will have those details.
Certainly, as Vic said and has already been reported, the Southlake Police Department call unresponsive male in a hotel room, and no foul play is suspected. That is what we have right now. Obviously, local franchises, all of the teams in and around professional sports sharing their thoughts, their prayers, sympathies with the Skaggs family. And as you said, peace, somebody who was beloved, not only by his team, but by people all around the sport.
Local
all around
guy,
town.
Played
local
locally. Guy. So it's really hard
terrible
to
news.
Swallow for everybody.
27 years old.
Terrible story. There's no doubt about it. And again, we always say this, got to look out for each other on the road. People that travel, and that's why this stuff really, really resonates with all the baseball players and everybody, other than the fact that the young man and terrible news. Got to look out for each other on the road. The road.
You know what she is.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly right.
I absolutely
exactly
do.
Exactly right. But I know married, no children.
Married Carly Skaggs. Yeah, terrible news. And we are dreadfully sorry. Now, there is a free agency thing going on that we are forced.
It continues.
We are forced almost.
Programming has been altered.
Almost like JD in the Straight Shot, James Dolan band is forced upon the troubadour.
Better find a church.
Ballyhoo. much like JD in the Straight Shot is forced upon Sirius XM Radio Blues Channel.
I heard it on Coffee House.
Oh, that's tough.
I heard it on Coffee House yesterday.
He's forcing his way.
It was all about her, all something like that. It was terrible.
So we have a Shohei Ohtani watch. We have a Kobe watch. We have a Luke Walton watch, and he was eventually fired. We don't have a Kawhi watch.
I don't think there's anything to watch. That's the thing. Like, there's nothing.
I mean, look, just because there's nothing to watch, it doesn't stop us from having a watch.
Fair point.
We'll watch anything, and you know that.
I believe I just saw Tim Cates sprint from the studio opposite ours, perhaps into Bob Schmidt's studio.
We can't just play the Kawhi laugh.
No.
That's not good enough.
That's what Fred does a lot, just hits that laugh.
Yeah. We can't do that.
What about the shot of him in that cab in Barbados when he's looking at his phone and his cab mate puts the phone in his face and he's like, Barbados, baby. I mean, there's that too.
Was he
Kawhi.
In the Toronto jersey with that?
Don't remember if he was in the Toronto
jersey. Did he have the Blue
jersey.
Jay jersey on for that?
But they caught him like in a moment and said something like, yeah, let's do it, baby.
It's my fault. I woke up this morning and I thought about ordering the Kawhi watch just like They ordered the code red.
I did not. I just hoped he would make the announcement by the time we got on the air.
I did, but I figured we should order it just in case. Yeah. And it looks like we're going to be on this watch for some time, Matt. Looks like our watch has not ended.
Let's dry run something here.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
What was that?
Fun guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Yo. What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
Fun guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Oh, yeah. Is that his friend addressing him as fun guy, what's up? Oh, that's Serge Ibaka. And they're traveling in Barbados, is that right?
He's out with Serge? Well, that's cool.
Okay, well, so Serge, fun guy, what's up?
I
fun guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that we should use that in our Kawhi watch,
sure.
But I don't think people would understand if that's all we play.
Fun guy, what's up? What it do, baby?
Fun guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Even though, Matt, there's nothing to watch, I see three people on television, four actually. Well, three people and a wildebeest on television speaking.
Ouch.
And
there's nothing.
They're talking.
Well, that's not true.
And then we have Sam Amick. We have Jovan Buha.
The back Buha! End of 4 o'clock. So back end of this hour, Amick.
We got Buha.
Back end of four, Jovan Buha.
Buha.
Five, old friend Howard Beck, who moved to New York to cover the Knicks, but
only,
now is the national NBA writer for Bleacher Report.
Only to be like just chopped at the knees here. Poor Howard Beck. Thank God he went nationally. What were you saying, Cates, in my ear?
He just sprinted in.
Were you talking about Buha? What were you talking?
We got breaking news. Do we have?
No, just saying Buha's on to talk about what the Clippers are going to do as far as their plan.
But
B
we
when they
know
lose.
Why Buha's coming on.
Why?
He's a freaking Clipper guy. We
yeah.
know what Buha wants. He's got that head nod stuff that'll make you all break your neck. Buha! He's got you all in check.
What's that again?
Buha! What, you don't like it? Fine. I don't care.
What it do, baby?
Hey, fun guy, what's up? What it do, baby? What do you want from us?
Is that old?
Fun guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Is that old, Kevin? Did we miss it? Did we miss the social media viral event that was Ibaka and Kawhi?
We missed that.
Okay.
All right, we're late
sounds
on
about
that.
Right, sorry. Well, I'll tell you what we're not late on. Where Kawhi signing?
Yeah, no,
we're not
no.
late on.
No, and then we have Howard the Beck. So Amick, Buha, Howard the Beck. National, Clipper, National.
And there was some.
National, Buha, National.
Finally, some movement of note for either the Lakers or Clippers about an hour ago when the Clippers became a third team in a three-way trade with the Blazers and Heat and acquired Mo Harkless.
Yeah, way to go.
Pretty good. Defensive player.
Not what everybody's waiting for.
He shoots the basketball at times. Dribbles it at times.
I heard that.
Passes it at times.
You know what I also heard is sometimes he gets in a low defensive stance to really get ready for the approaching offensive player. And sometimes he's got to take the ball out because, you know, sometimes you do it just, you know,
do
real
it right.
quick, right? And sometimes if he's in the game, right, and they call
what
a timeout, he goes to sit on the bench. But if he's not in the game.
Then what?
And they call a timeout. He gets up, high five, high five, high five, high five, and he stands while the coach addresses.
I like that move.
The starters.
Oh, this is kind of cool. He's a Johnny. Played at St. John's.
We got that going too.
Red Storm. After they changed their name.
Yes. Would you like to say what their name used to be, my Buha?
Nope.
Come on, Buha.
Red Storm.
Red Men, guys.
They
Red
were.
Men.
They were, like the Chew, named after the Chew. Everybody
Red.
On the team, when you signed up, you had to pack well, that cheek
the
full
Chew
of Chew.
Is Red Man.
They were the Red Men.
Yeah, Chaw, that good Chaw. Red Man, St. John's, Red Men. So we've made that distinction, and we've talked about Mo Harkless, and Kawhi Leonard still has not made a choice, which is why we have USA Today, Buha, and Howard the Beck. All joining the show, we are on for 4 hours. And
Amick now The Athletic.
Oh, how about that?
He has since made his way over to The Athletic.
Well, where does Howard work
So we
now?
Got Athletic, Bleacher Report. Howard now National Bleacher Report and a podcast host, The Full 48.
You know what, Matt? It really is an indictment on the papers that we got three great writers who are all website goofs now.
Two of which really cut their teeth at some fine rags.
Oh, real raggers.
Fine rags.
Fine ink-stained wretches. No longer.
Sacto B.
Oh, come Anik. On. The Modesto B. He was had this distribution all over the San Joaquin Valley.
Beck.
Howard Beck in the L.A. Daily News, the OG Copley papers, over to the New York Times. And now?
Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report.
A site that
Bleacher
was
Report. Bleacher Report.
On a foundation of fan bloggers. Paid like $20 a post.
And Buha's an Atletico too? Buha!
Buha's at the Athletic.
All right. Well, Kate's. Hey, look. Kate's really pulled a rabbit
out
of his.
Kate's.
Yeah. Kate's pulled a rabbit out of his urethra here because Kate's earlier today. Like,
that would be painful.
I know.
Kidney stones. Painful. It happened.
It happened very quickly, Matt. Because Thursday and Friday,
like Blue Chew,
yeah, you don't have to wait for it to digest into your system like it is with Viagra, which is a pill. Well, on Thursday and Friday, Cates was like, "We're not booking anybody. Nobody has anything to say. Nothing's happening." But on Monday, we got a 4-hour show, and when we get that 4-hour show, I'm gonna book basketball experts like there's no tomorrow. Just empty the Tommy gun, and you know what?
He did
at 2:00. He had crickets.
You had nothing at
he
2?
He had nothing.
This wasn't set up on Thursday and Friday?
I almost told him to call Scott Howard Cooper. We were that close.
SHC!
Did you text Sharoon Balloon?
I sent him an email.
Nothing?
Nothing back.
Crickets.
Crickets.
Man, he's got a long memory.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like a year and a half.
That. I appreciate that he's got a long memory and he will never come on this show.
You guys wanted a Kawhi watch. In the last 5 minutes, I just threw this
together. Oh, you put this together?
Yeah, how about this? Listen to this.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, what do you know?
Kawhi watch. Kawhi.
I mean.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Listen, let me tell you something. Kate. There's two types of producers, okay? You got a guest booker, and then you got a producer. All right, producer's going to produce. He's going to get you elements. He's going to help you with topics. He's going to move the show, and he's going to book guests. Kate's a producer now.
You're a prooker. You're a producer and a booker.
Yeah, Kate.
Way to go.
You're
like a producer-editor, a predator.
Ooh.
You're a prooker. You are awesome, Cates. Kawhi watch one more time.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
Kawhi watch.
Yeah, what do you know? Yeah, what do you know? What a great interaction that is. Hey, fun guy. What up, baby? What it do, baby? Yeah, what up, baby?
Now, we are going to move on and have a little grab ass before we talk to Sam Amick. And then we have Buha, but we have How Was Your Weekend before that. And then we have Howard the Beck, and we do have a flip-top story of the day.
An endless Kawhi watch.
It is the endless. What it did.
Endless.
Baby. Now, I have to – there was a man I respect, I think that we both respect very much, that
depends.
I was texting with about this, and he alleged that I won't give up his name. I'm not giving the address.
Okay, that's probably good.
I'm not going to give his address.
Keep that to yourself.
No address.
Don't give the address out. No. Not going to do that.
Won't do it.
Come on. Wouldn't show you think this is.
You know what? I wouldn't. But you know what he said?
1,500 miles away.
He said, the longer it takes, it's better for the Lakers. And the longer it takes is better for the Lakers. Seems to make sense, which
he's right.
Horrifies the Buhas of the world. People rolling with Clipper Nation, the people who have been sailing the seven seas of Clipper Nation all season long, saying the Clippers are set up, the Clippers are set up, the Clippers are set up, the Lakers are a mess, the Lakers are a mess, the Lakers are a mess, and it still doesn't matter. The rich get richer.
Well, for the first time in a long time, like 2 months, 3 weeks after the Anthony Davis trade, while Jovan Buha is running around screaming, ah! Ganguly is looking in the mirror going, so Kawhi. So Kawhi. Kawhi.
Kawhi. Kawhi. Kawhi.
Mr. Leonard.
Kawhi.
No. Kawhi.
Yes, Tim.
I sent Adam Awesome, the Clipper pre-halftime and post-game guy here at AM570, a text yesterday. I said, dude, if you want to make the biggest name for yourself, you need to break this Kawhi Leonard story. Either good or bad for the Clippers, but break it. You be the guy. You be the Ari Abraham.
Pick a side and go.
Is he in the trenches?
I got like a half an hour delay and then it's so quiet over there.
Over where?
At Clipperland.
Who's he talking to at Clipperland?
Nobody, but my whole point was, Adam, get ahead of this.
He should be
the guy.
Cover yourself in trash like Tungus and hide in the dumpster, right?
Tungus likes hot dogs.
Yeah. Pound the pavement. That's what you're saying.
Make yourself known.
You're
be
on
the
ground. Huh? Sleuth it out.
Right? Sleuth it. Super sleuth.
Let's
go. Look what Ari's doing. Be the next Ari.
Well, that's the thing. That's how bad it got today. I was on the 110, and it was like 2-something. And I was like, Cates, do we have to call Ari? Is that how bad it is that you don't have a guest book for the day? And you didn't have anybody on Thursday or Friday?
Uh-oh.
Just because we pissed off Sham Sharanlia? Sham Shangri-La? Just because we pissed him off?
It's a four-hour show.
And Cates was like, I don't know, we might have to call Ari. And then all of a sudden, these guys swept in like the tide. Sam Amick, Jovan Buha, and Howard the Beck.
Well, that's what Cates did. He threatened him. He threatened him with Ari. Hey, I'm going to put on this Ari guy if you guys don't come on. All right, we're in.
Yeah, and then there'll be no space for you.
Get that guy out of here. No more 16-year-old breaks the D12. Get him out.
Yeah, and then won't have LA as your platform anymore. You won't have us to kick around anymore, Howard the Beck, with your long-winded answers. We have Ari Abraham.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're covered.
We'll call Ari. We'll do it in a second. We got no shame about calling some kid to spew a bunch of BS about free agency that he got from a bellhop. We don't care. Going up? we do not care.
I want to talk to you about the banner on your Twitter page there, the one where you're in the Laker Letterman jacket snapping a photo with Draymond Green in a grocery store. How did that come up? Where did that come from?
That's kind of douchey.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be an insider, maybe don't have the banner, or you want to be an insider, and credit the kid, the young man.
Kid.
Broke some news, was first on some things, but just maybe take that banner down. Maybe don't have you in the Laker Letterman jacket in a grocery store doing the scissor fingers with Draymond. Maybe that's not what you want if you're an insider. You know, Amick is like at a computer at the perch in Houston covering a Rockets game.
Yeah.
You know, Beck's banner is him sitting with Kobe, like doing a one-on-one.
It used to be him in leather petting a cat holding a micro brew on the beach, though. You'd have to be, you know, with his feet in the sand, leather jacket. But he did change, though.
Now, Buha.
Buha!
It's just a photo of him because he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, Buha looks pretty
good.
Yeah, Buha's
but he's
proud.
In a suit, and he's in a basketball arena. It's like, hey, I'm here working, man.
Buha's out of the three guys we got coming on today to cover this. I would say Buha is the most proud of the way he looks.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say Amick is second, and sorry, Howard. That's a tough podium, you know? Those are, for riders, those are pretty good-looking guys. And I would say Howard's got to wear the bronze.
Actually, Howard, I just clicked on his Twitter page. He has a South Park banner that says La Resistance. And then he has a photo.
Well, though we die, La Resistance moves on, Matt, as you know.
I don't know who that is, but it's someone holding a work of art laying next to a dog as his avatar is Howard, because he's deep. He is deep.
Yeah. Either way, that's who we got, okay?
Now, no Ari.
No Ari, not yet, but tomorrow's a whole other day. And tomorrow we're at Dodger Stadium before the PMS Chevy Suite Night, brought to you by Chevrolet in the time of the PMS Chevy Summer Tour. We're obviously going to be at Vans on July 11th, and we look forward to seeing you there. Matt, I publicly fought an elderly person in a Matt Smith.
Physical confrontation? Verbal. Verbal escalating to physical?
She made a move that could be considered violent toward me.
You just wore it. She took it right to the face.
I never left the car. Oh. You're going to like it.
Okay. I'm interested. My interest is peaked.
You're going to like it?
Okay.
I'll give it to you next.
F you, old. Yeah.
We are your ageism show of record.
Did the words "get out of the car, Sonny" come out of her mouth?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't swear. I did a good job. I did throw up my gigantic bony middle finger with the thumb tucked, which I know really pisses people off.
Did she say, "You're not so tough, my craps are bigger than you"?
No.
Okay. Right.
No. It'd be hard to have a crap bigger than me. I am pretty big.
Maybe she likes the stewed prunes. You know, you're backed up for a while. You eat them.
I don't know,
Matt.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That would be a record. All right. So we'll be right back with more Petros and Money. I'll tell you about my confrontation with the old. We have some terrible news. I am one. From Greece.
Oh, my corrections and retractions. It's not his banner. It's the photo that was used in the USC article.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better.
Yes.
What's his banner? What's Ari's banner?
It's the headline that says how a 16-year-old scooped NBA insiders and broke the news of Dwight Howard to L.A.
F you, Ari.
Stop living in the past.
Yeah, come on, man. That's what I was going to say, right? It's like, do something today. Break this news. Get over there to Playa like Adam Oslin and hide in the dumpster.
His last tweet, breaking news, Ari. Ooh, this is breaking news. In a brief conference call with Lawrence Frank and Jerry West, this was tweeted out by someone named RD Ambition with a Laker logo as his avatar.
Blue check or no blue check?
Hell no. No blue check. Guy's got 13.8 thousand followers, though.
Okay, all right.
More Laker insider from Reddit. And it is a very detailed tweet. In a brief conference call with Lawrence Frank and Jerry West, Mitch Frankel informed the team that Leonard has formally ruled out the Clippers as a possible destination, narrowing his options to the Lakers.
Oh, I saw that earlier today.
And Raptors.
F you, Ari.
To which Ari,
bring your Clipper station,
retweeted and wrote, can't confirm.
F you, Ari.
I can't confirm that.
Hey, F this guy.
A little bit of news there from 2:42 p.m. an hour ago. I can confirm. So, again, just kids clowning thirsty Twitter users who are desperate for breaking news.
The sad thing is, none of these kids are thirstier than Magic. Not one of them.
I was asked by Kawhi's people to have a conversation. I did. His uncle Dennis requested to have a conversation. I did. He then asked if I would donate some memorabilia to his child's school auction. I did.
At his local Kiwanis Club, which I also did.
He asked if I would lifeguard at his pool party. I did.
We are waiting. It's a good song, Ronnie. We'll be right back.
And we'll be back out there tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. They do have a day off today. And a reminder, you keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see James Harden, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, Kevin Love, Kyle Kuzma, and more as the USA men's basketball team plays longtime rival Spain Friday, August 16th at Honda Center.
Get tickets
at Ticketmaster.com. But it is, as you just heard Bob Schmidt say, Modelo Michelada Monday. Happy hour starts at 3 here. And it is not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial.
For Don.
The highest quality ingredients for a taste that is pure gold. Dodgers are off tonight, but as we mentioned, we'll be out there tomorrow. Come see us right on top of the Dodger bullpen, left field. Six-game homestand begins against the Diamondbacks and Padres before the All-Star break a week from today.
And don't forget, people are starting to get riled up. The third stop of the 2019 PMS Chevy Summer Tour is Thursday, July 11th. That's a week from Thursday. Wow. Week from the 4th. Vans headquarters in Costa Mesa. Stop by, enter to win a Chevy Silverado. We're also giving away a Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore. We're going to have everything that's fun about being at the Vance headquarters.
Might have been the best tour stop. We say it for a lot of different tour
pretty
stops.
Pretty damn good.
But it was unique. In the parking lot of the Vance building, the corporate offices, half pipes, shoe cars, barbecue, beers, live music.
That's right. I talked to the lead singer of the band that we booked on Saturday night.
Tonight! Live music coming again. Will Supercuts be there?
To cut my hair.
To trim your hair live on air.
I already went pretty far down to the wood over here.
Down to the wood.
Yeah.
It's going to be Kate's. Kate's going to get the trim.
Azusa Pacific University.
They're graduating game changer since 1899.
Vista Paint.
Love the Vista Paint ladies, and they want you to paint the town blue with Vista Paint. Locations all over Southern California. Find the one nearest you at VistaPaint.com.
Chef Merito.
Well, spices, they come in tubular casing where you can either dump it or spoon it or sprinkle it. And that's what's in the case.
Or drop it from far like that guy in Turkey.
Could do that too. But that's where the spice is.
No, the chef, though.
That's in you.
Que ricos son!
Kawasaki's joined the summer tour this year, and we're giving away a Ninja ZX6R at the end of the whole thing, so be one of our finalists. And there is no better time.
Yeah, we just roll it right into the Alamitos Bay.
No better time to take on your dream Kawasaki than during the Good Times sales event happening right now.
You know, when somebody goes off like a ramp in a bike and they're going to fall in the water, and they slowly separate from each other in the air and then fall into the sea.
Oh, yeah. That won't happen.
No.
Just be you and your sweet new bike.
Sign up for everything at am570lasports.com. And all of the details are there, too. All right, what do we got here? Minor sports stories?
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
I'll tell you this, Matt. Usually it's Matt that fights the old. Whether they're
regularly.
Not. Whether they're.
They always deserve it. Don't say whether they deserve it or not. Well, they always
say,
deserve it.
I didn't
it.
Say deserve. I was going to say whether they're English second language or not.
Coming after the old.
Whether they can hear or not. Matt comes after the old.
Yeah, I believe that was a Japanese gentleman.
Now, Matt, I know your proclivity because you know me and you know how I am on the roads. But the proclivity would be to blame me without hearing anything.
I would describe it as... You tend to get a little loose with it.
I'm a little loose.
Yeah, a little loose with it.
I'm doing better now. I'm 41.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, I was not in my Chevy Silverado, my awesome Chevy Silverado that...
Your trail bandit?
I drive trail boss.
Trail boss.
I boss a trail.
You're not the bandit. You're the boss of the
trail. No, that's right. Those cows go where I say.
That's right.
I'm the trail boss.
I'm the boss.
I did not
Who's
have
the boss?
Me, of the trail. You get on the streets, different. Yeah. But when I'm on a trail, I'm the boss. That's why trim choice. On my Chevy Silverado, Trail Boss. I don't know if that's the one we're giving away at the end of the summer, but I wasn't in that car. I was in my wife's car.
My wife!
And I was going to the St. Rock, which is a venue in Hermosa Beach. You know about it. The guy that owns it is the guy that put on the Beach Life Festival that we talk so much about that I worked. And it was like their rap party. And not like a
like,
hip. A
like
hip,
50 Cent.
A hippity hippity hop. No. Not like murder was the case that they gave me.
Yeah.
No, like
not special ed.
W-R-A-P, not R-A-P. But if special ed was available, I would totally been all over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm trying to go to this venue, which I've never been to before. And I go up this street and I make a left, you know, trying to cut across so I can come down upon St. Rock, which is on PCH. And I find myself, you know, I turned where there's a cul-de-sac. I made a mistake. So I'm going, and I'm turning my wife's car around, which is a better turning radius than
my wife.
Than the trail boss.
Well, it is meant for the trail. You're on a street.
Yeah, it's a smaller vehicle. And I'm turning the thing around, and there's this old lady in a freaking cotton dress watering her lawn.
Okay.
And she has a look on her face like I just broke a picket fence or something. Like I just went through the arm of security in a hospital parking lot. She's got this sour-ass look, and she's watering her lawn like this, son of a bitch. Look what you...
Now, this is not a three-point turn. This is a cul-de-sac. You're just whipping it around and getting out of there.
I had to pull it back and turn it around, but she's looking at me like just disgusted. Like, how could you? And I was like, you know, who do you think you are?
Right.
So I roll up.
She's not behind the gates.
No. That's
Public
what
street?
I said. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled the window down, and I said, hey, this is a street. And she started to get mad. And I said, if you don't like it, move to a private neighborhood. And then I threw out the big middle finger.
Wow.
And she turned the hose on me. And I had to roll the window up and roll out. Like,
did she get water in your car?
No.
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
I was too fast. I was too fast. I was like Baby Driver.
Now, was she giving you a sour look, or was she shaking her head?
She
too,
was
like,
shaking her head,
idiot.
And when I start, she was like, you could not make more obvious with your old prune, wrinkly face. And look, I know you live in Hermosa Beach, and you probably lived there in the 60s when Moondoggy and those guys were paddling out, and it's changed a lot because Colin Cowherd's waving his puto around on PCH, and you don't like it. I don't blame you. But don't blame me. I'm local. I just turned down the wrong street accidentally because I'm trying to get to a place I've never been. I'm trying to crank it around. And she looked so mad. And when I started, when I said, this is a street, if you don't like it, then she started to wave her old ass bingo wings around and she started to say something, but I couldn't hear.
I love that. Turning the hose is a power move.
And then she turned the hose
That's
on me.
That's a power move.
I know where you live.
Did your wife just get her car washed through?
No, it was fine. Yeah. We were down at the beach.
I wonder if she's a victim of Waze. I wonder if that's like a shortcut and Waze.
No, there's nothing. It's
her.
A dead end.
But I mean the main street that you were coming over to get down there instead of taking the main through, you know.
I'm sure that people make that mistake, but it's like, hey, you live off of PCH.
Go behind the gates.
It's kind of a vein. It's kind of a famous street globally.
Never heard of it.
Okay? All right there, Ethel. Turn your freaking hose on me.
Flowered cotton dress sleeveless?
I'll turn my hose on you.
Whoa, easy.
Of course
easy.
It was sleeveless. Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen her bingo wings. People say my truck looks like a fire engine. Sometimes I pull on my own hose and go over there and just hose her down. Shame on you, old lady. Shame on you.
Anytime you go there, you know, you got to turn down.
Oh, now for every time.
I mean, every time.
Oh, I used to.
Every time.
There used to be this Greek hamburger stand that I loved on Artesia. And it was next to Chevron, and, you know, Greek guy owned it. He was all pissed off about everything. And the Chevron, like, did something, like, messed up their wall when they were doing construction. So he had all these giant signs all over the burger place, bigger than the signs that advertised the burgers. Boycott Chevron. So every day we'd drive by, and, F you, Chevron! And look, we're an Arco show.
I want to see a turn down the street, three-point pop it the other way, but just sit there on the phone. Like, hey, I got to. Knock this call out here right in front of your house. Yeah,
talking to Clay Travis.
Just got to knock this
out. Sorry, I'm on the phone with Clay.
Got some good reception right here.
Oh, this is a good spot.
Big call.
This is a good Verizon area.
Big call. Everything okay with you? Just trying to make a call here.
She couldn't hose me too bad because she didn't have the gun. You know? Her flow was weak.
Did she use the thumb to tighten it up?
She tried to, but her flow was weak.
Ethel.
Yeah, went back on her. You could tell it got her kind of wet. F you, Ethel. Hope you got a cold.
Way to go with the thumb.
Crazy lady. All right, one more for you, Matt.
Minor
one more
sports stories for greater around the sports talk.
Yeah, then Sam
Aiden. Latest.
The latest on
well, Mo Harkless to the Clips. That happened today.
But we have what? We have Kawhi Walker.
Kawhi. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
Kawhi Watch. Kawhi.
Baby!
But I do have some Jamaican news, Matt. This is going to polarize the show. Maybe for the rest of the week.
It's Jamaica news. See
them? Gold Cup, bitch. Though the women were dispatched in Paris in quick fashion, the reggae girls. The reggae boys are still at it. Yesterday, Matt, in the quarters, in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Yes. My reggae boys.
They're not your reggae boys.
Beated Panama. 1-0, 1-0, as we say down in Jamaica.
Is that what you say?
Yeah. That's exactly how
one
we say it.
1-0.
Jamaica, or the reggae boys, as we call them, in jam rock.
I see you roll your way into the semis.
I see you roll your way into the semis. Taking on the good old USA in Nashville, Nissan Stadium. The belly of the Babylon beast.
Clay Travis, live coverage.
He's here this week.
Oh, how could he? You got CONCACAF semis against Jamaica.
I know.
He missed the game against Curacao.
I am not halfway with Jamaica in this. I'm all in with my home country.
Not your home country.
And
you're the worst.
Team USA is going down.
That's where
they're going. Reggae boys all day. I looked up a couple players just to make sure that I knew who I was talking about before I got on the radio with you.
Okay.
I've since forgotten those names.
But they kick the ball.
One of them kicks it.
Sometimes
one of them uses the gloves to stop it. They're goalkeeper.
They chest it.
The goalkeeper's the captain. I'm the captain.
Bye.
His name is Winston-Winston-some. Plays for the Jamaicans. Anyway.
Well, I know we got Tab Ramos.
Pulisic.
We got
Wonder Boy.
We got Winalda.
Lexi Lawless.
Yeah, Lawless is out there. Kobe Jones.
That guy whose dad was the coach and he let him play.
Bradley.
Yeah,
sadly, actually, he is still on the team.
Yeah,
he is terrible.
Some kind of alopecia?
no business being out there.
Or is he just bald?
Whatever it is.
Or is he like Paul Hackett? He's a bald eagle, too.
Oh. Convenient. You know?
I guess.
A little awkward as a kid, but convenient in your older years.
You probably like to have eyebrows.
Yeah, probably.
That's the only real drawback.
Yeah.
Anyway, FU USA, let's go Jamaica.
Yeah, that's, I think, a stand that only you. Like, you're on that island. You're on the FU.
It is an island.
FU.
You're right, man. It is an island.
Let's go Jamaica.
Thank you. You're with me. Yeah.
No,
awesome. You said it. You hear him? Did you hear him say it? Go to break. Go to break. You can't take it back.
Social Matt.
You heard
him
say, go Jamaica.
Remember, all Independence Day weekend, we are honoring America by giving you tickets to America's pastime, Dodger Baseball. Keep listening as we're giving away 76 winning packages. Yeah, 76 winners. Get the chance to see the Dodgers take on the Padres July 6th. Plus, we'll hook you up for the gas car. July 6th, also Cody Bellinger replica jersey night presented by 76 Gas. Only one station gets you pumped for Dodger Baseball. AM 570 LA Sports.
Caller 10 right now. What?
Let's do it. You win the tickets. July 6th, Cody Bellinger replica jersey night and the gas car. 866-987-2570.
Matt joining us right now, the first and probably most respected in our parade of NBA insiders.
That's true.
From the Athletic.
Buha's going to be pissed.
Wear it, Buha. This guy works for the Athletic and before that, USA Today. He knows everything. Why does he know everything?
Why?
Why?
Because he didn't graduate college last year. He's been in the game.
Does he have a sweet piece in the Daily Trojan?
No. He's an ink-stained wretch. Back when these guys used to use ink, he's the great Sam Amick, but he's young and vibrant. And he'll try to help us fill the time while we wait for Kawhi, wherever he may be. Kawhi Watch continues. Petros and Money Show welcomes Sam Amick on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's cracking, Sam?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. That sounds like the intro music was fantastic. Kawhi is headed south of the border. What's going on there?
It's a lot of filling. You know, without the Kawhi news, we're doing a lot of fill. That's what we're doing here.
And it's also Michelada Monday, brought to you by Modelo.
There's that too.
A taste that's pure gold. You ever had a Michelada, Sam?
I have not.
You might want to have one when this whole thing is over.
Yeah.
Do you remember free agency this unique in your career? I mean, you've been covering this long enough to remember when nobody used to care about the NBA free agency in the offseason, at least not to this level.
No, I mean, I feel like it's unique every year on a different level, but the combination of, you know, I did start doing this, not to date myself, but before Twitter was what it is, Twitter even existed, and so that added a whole different component. The uniqueness of this particular free agency is that, you know, there's tampering and then there's this. Like, it's great. Like, we had deals that were getting leaked long before the free agency period actually began. And teams clearly, you know, openly negotiating with different players and their agents before they were allowed to talk. So that part's unique. And then yesterday with all the fireworks, you know, I know you guys are certainly with good reason, like, hyper-focused on Kawhi. But everything outside of Kawhi, for the most part, got determined yesterday, all the big stuff, which is incredibly unique. So it's been wild. And then
is he calling us myopic?
No, he's got every reason to be. Like, that dude can play basketball and he's very good. And he would, I mean, this is even, you guys, like, I don't have any skin in the game. Like, we're objective, we tell stories, but I would think it would be very entertaining to see Kawhi Leonard take no offense. We're on the Clipper station. I'm going to kill your listeners here.
That's okay.
But, like, the big three of Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis would be wild. And it would be, you know, that would be the next thing we talk about for the next few years, post-Golden State Warriors kind of falling apart. So is it going to be that or the Clippers getting what they've been chasing for a while? It's a very long-winded answer to your question, but it's a really unique free agency period.
Because, as you mentioned, A, the Clippers have been chasing him for over a year, and B, the Lakers, clearly, with conversations from Anthony Davis and Kawhi and LeBron and Kawhi, and now Magic Johnson we hear in Kawhi. Did both of these teams play it right, or should one of them blinked, as you mentioned, and got a deal done yesterday when all these other superstars or big-name free agents were going off the board?
I don't know how else you're supposed to play it differently when you're dealing with a player and a camp, so to speak, that, at least to my knowledge, is so close to the vest. Like, if you're the Clippers or the Lakers and you miss out on him, you're going to be frustrated because there are other players in other camps who are probably going to be quicker to tell, you know, to give you a heads up. Like, hey, out of respect, it's probably not happening for you guys. So maybe go grab Kemba Walker. Maybe go, you know, pick up Tobias Harris, somebody like that, whatever it might be. But Kawhi is so good that the, you know, that threshold and I guess kind of the risk reward calculus that you do, I mean, I think it demands that you wait. And you have to wait, you know, with proper mechanisms in place to get the right intel, to have the relationships to be, you know, on the edge of every situation. But other than that, this dude is incredible. He's a two-time finals MVP, two-time champion, and you want him because he's going to give you an era. Like, he single-handedly can give you an era and give you a championship chance for however many years, and it's tough to say no to that.
Sam Amick is with us from The Athletic. Does it seem like one team more than the other is I don't want to spin it positive. We don't do that here. Is more screwed when Kawhi turns them down? So it's going to happen to either the Clippers or the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers still have Anthony Davis and LeBron, and the Clippers still have a bunch of young assets. So which one is in more trouble when he says no to them?
I mean, your listeners don't care at all about this team, but I would argue, I mean, if we're talking those two, that's a different debate. The Raptors are more screwed than anybody if he leaves. You know, it's Toronto. It's the fact that you got Kyle Lowry, Marcus Gasol, I think Serge Ibaka, and Fred VanVleet. Hopefully that's all accurate, with 1 year left on their deals. It's a, you know, you would quickly have a rebuild coming. Pascal Siakam is a great young piece to build around. But, you know, the Raptors, they would enjoy their trophy, enjoy their first championship, but they would be screwed. Clippers and Lakers, if you want to drill down on those two, I mean, I guess you're right. Both of them, in relative terms, it would not be a complete disaster. But for the Lakers, it would be tough because I think everything that comes with having LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team, and more specifically, LeBron at 35 years old, is that, you know, father time is knocking on that door. You can't waste any more time. Last year did not go well for the Lakers. And the idea that you waited on Kawhi and then you watched, you know, however many 30, 40 free agents go off the board who would have helped your team, and now you're kind of picking up the scraps because you missed out on Kawhi, and then maybe, you know, it's a first or second round playoff bow out. You know, that's just not what they had in mind when they traded for AD. So I'd probably pick the Lakers in terms of being more screwed, because the Clippers, you know, they've had the hype all year, and that's why I think it would be such a tough letdown if they didn't get him. But it's still a franchise that continues to go in the right direction, that has good ownership, good management, good coaching, assets in play. You know, it's just not as sexy as the idea of Kawhi being their guy.
But the Lakers still have two of the top five players in the NBA running up and down next year no matter what. And people feel pretty good about that, I would imagine. Without this Kawhi thing going on, they'd probably feel great about it. But you mentioned earlier the Warriors and their kind of dismantling or falling apart, quote unquote. Are they done? Are the Lakers good enough now to be better than the Warriors and win the Western Conference? Just with those two guys and whoever Pelinka gets, even if they don't get Kawhi Leonard?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're not done. It's hard to handicap where they're going to wind up. The D'Angelo Russell thing is certainly wild. It's a ton of money, but if you forget about the economics for a second and you just kind of say, all right, Klay Thompson's on the shelf. Their optimistic hope is that he'd be back in February from the ACL. That might be a little too optimistic, but in the interim, let's insert an all-star. And I know that's a little bit of a stretch. It's a first-time all-star. He was in the East, but he had a really good year. And he can, you know, score the hell out of the ball, and he's a nice plug-in for Klay. And then eventually you get Klay back, and you still got Draymond, and then we'll see what else they have. I think they're going to be a good team, a playoff team. But from there, I don't know how good they are. Steph Curry is still a two-time MVP. D'Angelo takes pressure off him. You know, we saw what Steph looks like when he has way too much pressure on him in the finals. And so that's kind of how I see the Warriors. With the Lakers, LeBron and AD are amazing. But, I mean, you know, the Raptors just showed how important depth is and how important, you know, how today's NBA is. It was kind of going away from these super teams and, you know, and having role players like the VanVleet and the Norman Powells and Ibaka's and guys like that to fill in the gap. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Lakers going to win a bunch of games. But to me, when you've got two of the five best players in the game on your roster, then anything short of getting to the finals is going to feel like a letdown. So they're going to be good. I just don't know how good.
All right, Sam, what do you think he's going to do?
I can't. I mean, the disclaimer is, and you guys know me well enough, like if I have something, I'll tell you this is what I really.
Oh, you hate questions like that. We know.
No, I don't hate it. I just like, I don't want to get aggregated. Like I'm predicting. I mean, it's a ton of noise about the Lakers and that idea, but it's external. It's external noise and folks thinking that it's going that way. You know, shout out to friend and colleague Brad Turner of the LA Times had a great report today with insight from Magic, but not only Magic, but stuff about his conversations with Kawhi and his uncle Dennis Robertson. Those would make me nervous if I was the Clippers and the Raptors. But, you know, I tell you this much, if he turns everybody away, goes back to Toronto, we're never going to know the truth. But, man, I would love to know if any of it was deliberate to drag your feet to just kind of destroy the competition, because that's what that move would do. The Lakers in particular, you know, at least the Clippers have a semblance of a team right now. The Lakers don't, other than the two guys. And so we'll see. If I got to pick one, I'm probably going Lakers right now.
Teron, no. How about Teron? Yes.
That was good.
You could use that one. Use
that
it.
Was good.
Use it in the Athletic. People pay for that thing. We love you, Sam.
Good stuff.
Thank you for joining us. Sam Amick, always worth reading and hearing and talking to, and a really, really gracious guy for the position he's in. Thank you, Sam.
Here you go.
Goodbye, Sam. Sam!
Teron, no. Kawhi joins forces and creates
super team.
Yeah, that thing.
And hey,
those two guys.
If you're a Clipper fan and you're nervous because of what Sam Amick just said, smile. Pat Beverly. Word number song of the day coming up next.
Smile!
Jovan Buha.
Smile!
Plus, how was your weekend?
Okay.
Yes, okay.